Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. And all I ask, dear friends, beloved ones, Jazz Ready community, is let's not get careless because the birds are singing and the light has come. Let us keep on our masks and protect everyone, ourselves, those we love, and strangers alike. We don't want to be the cause of another COVID spike. So all I say, all I ask, please, beloveds, keep on those masks and that geographical distancing that we must do. You can still show your love by a call, a letter, a card, even a postcard, a message, a song, a poem, a dance, a sweet loving glance above your mask. So you know now that all I ask is, dearly beloveds, keep on those masks. So together we can be jazz ready for another day. We've had so many losses. Let's have no more. Let's get those numbers down and return to being better people than we even were before. And speaking of lovely people, I want to thank our jazz ready angel, El Doctor Profesor Luis Marentes from the University of Massachusetts Department of Spanish and Portuguese, who many of you already know as our Jazz Ready Angel, who continues to introduce us to wonderful artists from around the world. And today, our featured artist, referred in our direction by Dr. Marentes, is Constanza Reyes Bricio, who will be reading her original work to us today in Spanish and English. And I'll be back in just a moment to tell you a little bit more about our featured artist. Hold on now. Our featured artist, Constanza Reyes Bricio, is a first-generation immigrant from Mexico. She is in her penultimate semester at UMass Amherst, where she studies Spanish with an education minor in the hopes of becoming a high school Spanish teacher. She was raised in a household where some of the first lyrics she learned were by Luis Eduardo Aute and Silvio Rodriguez. This inspired her to also pursue a creative writing specialization. Being bilingual, but also having studied German and French, Constanza has always been interested in how language works and the way that emotion and art are expressed depending on each culture and its language. She believes that language is very important and powerful and enjoys being able to express herself through language as an art. In her work, she explores themes of identity, mental health, and the beauty of everyday things. Oh yes, Constanza, the beauty of everyday things. Admiring that and appreciating that is one of the things that keeps us grounded and healthy and inspired. Here she is, Constanza Reyes Bricio, sharing her work with us in Spanish and English.
Pandemia. He comido ya casi todas las mandarinas en mi casa. Mis dedos están dulces y pegajosos, mis uñas amarillas. Veo el sol por mi ventana, adoro lo verde del pasto y las hojas recién nacidas. No oigo nada más que el viento y el eco de mis pasos, caminando hacia mis mandarinas. Oda el mango. Pulmón verde, piel acuarela de rojos y amarillos y carne dulce sabor sol, fibras de luz empalagosa se atoran entre dientes. Vives en las lujosas alturas de las junglas, entre árboles opulentos, hojas de esmeralda, raíces fertilizadas por tu misma muerte podrida. Te como en cubos, volteado como caparazón de tortuga, tus jugos pegados en toda mi cara, mis dedos, y agarro tu propio corazón, dientes ágiles de años de experiencia. Tomo tus rastros y vuelves a crecer.
I take off my necklaces at night. I take off my necklaces at night and my head does not fall off. Rather, I worry that if I keep them on, I'll wake up needing a ribbon to keep myself together. I'll trust that maybe this time the necklace won't cut through flesh, leave me with no breath, and I'll wake up in the morning, fine and all well, sunshine glittering off the chain. I consider it, but I reach up anyway, slowly remove it, and get into bed. Now the only thing that can asphyxiate me is my own weight. Wasp's nests. She is a puzzle I cannot solve, and a dimension I am not in. I am stranded here, watching her as she talks in the first dimension and sees in the second, her thoughts floating in the third. Her lines are riddles and abandoned wasp's nests, and I am scared to find what might be inside. She is a puzzle she has already solved, and she is leaving me clues only visible in certain lights. I find most when we are in the dark, carefully positioned in tunnels, rooms that we cannot see the end of. She is an amalgam, her soul and her being existing in three dimensions at once, and she is the fourth. I am rage and calm, and she is my last clue. Birria. Comes más birria. Birria, birria, birria. Desayuno, almuerzo, y más birria. Para mañana. O quizás hoy, por la noche. Antes de mirar al atardecer, por la hora completa que le toma bajar, detrás de la ciudad. Luz de estrellas en la oscuridad. Green like you. When I walk down hallways, I see ghosts from the corners of my eyes, once I thought had long ago deserted me. But no, she's always there. Like my mourning dove, she's been the only other constant, both her signs and home. Is it a vision or a nightmare? Why do you only come when the sun is faltering, or when I'm warm alone in bed? You've turned them into monsters yet again. Maybe home isn't where I'm meant to return, and you are the holy sign, a warning bite. Dye me green like you, teach me to drive with fear in my eyes, and I'll never turn back. Name. When pregnant with me, as she pulled out of a parking lot, my mother says I called upon her and insisted she name me Azucena. Plain and white and pure, delicate and sweet, that's what my mother thought I would be. And then, she didn't. Instead, I was given the name of the girl who, after walking home in the rain, died of a cold when she had barely turned 10. After my mother told me that story, right when 2010 came around, I imagined in what less than exciting, underwhelming way it would come to pass. And then, I didn't. In this life, I lay on the floor when it rains with my eyes wide open, almost wishing I could hold a cold. My mother says my name means that I don't give up. The internet says I'm constant. But my life has been full of inconsistencies, and my grandfather said until his dying breath that if I hadn't quit gymnastics, I would be at the Olympics. But truly, I asked the cliché, what's in a name? What's to stop me from going into the state house and filling a few lines, paying a few fines, hiding it all away? And yet every day, I don't. Constanza. The name of a dead girl, the ironic lover of rain. That's still my name.
We were listening to the work of Constanza Reyes Bricio. Thank you so much, Constanza, for being with us. And I thank Dr. Marentes for introducing us. I look forward to hosting you again, Constanza, when you'd like to return to Jazz Ready. And we hope that you will. We'd love to hear more from you. And best of luck to you in your educational pursuits and in your writing. May your life always be continuously inspired and inspiring. And I wish that for all of our listeners and for myself, may we live inspired and inspiring lives and together be jazz ready, ready for the be here now and ready to care for friend, loved one, and stranger alike. All that I ask is keep on your masks. I look forward to feeling you all again tomorrow.